Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Life with Monica Matthews. Somebody's got to say it.
Well, happy Friday the 13th. This song is appropriate.
Very superstitious.
That's right. Here we go. So, you know this song. So, what is it about the 13th of anything that freaks people out? 13th floors on hotels that just don't exist. So I was like, okay. So we're going to talk a little bit about why I don't subscribe to any of this superstitious stuff. Okay. Although I will say this, complete full disclosure, my daughter did happen to do things, and she still does. There are some months and numbers that mean things in my life that I cannot deny. The month of March always brings something good. The month of August always brings change. Always. I delivered my daughter in August and I was married in February. But on the 17th day of every month, my daughter always did her first whatever as a kid. She sat up, she walked, she rolled over, she walked, she spoke. She moved to solid food and I wasn't even really paying attention. I noticed it because I would write in her baby book when she did something for the first time, and it was without fail on the 17th. I was married on the 17th day of February in 1996. So I was like, that is just kind of remarkable. You know, it's like, okay. And I don't ever really look for stuff like that, but when something major occurs, I'll sometimes stop and go, especially in my daughter's life, I'll sometimes stop and go, okay, what day is it? And usually it's on the 17th. Okay. So with all that said, I'm also not I do believe that we are influenced by the moon. We were talking about full moon as well. And, you know, women's cycles are influenced by the moon. The waves of the earth are in it. You know, gravity, all that's influenced by, you know, the gravitas of the moon. Okay. So I give credence to that. And crime rates go up and weird stuff happens and stuff happens. Like, we're just affected by some of these things, right? Okay. Shifts in the earth and all of that. But in terms of being freaked out because it's Friday the 13th, I was like, what is all the big hoopla? I just got to know. So check this out. Friday the 13th is considered an unlucky day in Western superstition. It occurs when the 13th day of the month in the Gregorian calendar falls on Friday, which happens at least once a year, but can occur up to 3 times in the same year. I did not know that. This is Wikipedia, by the way. The Wikipedia gods are speaking. So then... All right, so it gives us a little bit of history. The irrational fear, check this out. Okay, this is so interesting to me because I'm about to share with you why I don't subscribe to superstition, mainly because of my faith, but check this out. This is why we even have the superstition. The irrational fear of the number 13 has been given a specific name, and it's Greek, and it's like trikethekaphobia. Okay, and I'm Greek, and it takes me a minute. I can't really read phonetics very well. If it was actually in Greek, I could read it. And on analogy to this fear of the Friday the 13th is called paraskeva blah, 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 phobia. So from the Greek words paraskevi, and meaning Friday, and dekatris, meaning 13. The superstition surrounding this day may have arisen in the Middle Ages, originating from the story of Jesus's Last Supper and crucifixion, in which there were 13 individuals present in the upper room on the 13th of Nisan Monday, which is Thursday, the night before his death on what? Good Friday. While there is evidence of both Friday and the number 13 being considered unlucky, there is no record of the two items being referred to as especially unlucky in conjunction before the 19th century. And then it goes on to talk about, you know, the Greeks had, I think it was Tuesday the 13th in Hispanic and Greek culture. So the Greeks and the Hispanics shared that same superstition, mainly because the fall of Constantinople to the Fourth Crusade occurred on Tuesday, April the 13th, and the fall of Constantinople to the Ottomans happened on Tuesday, which happened to be the 29th of May in 1453. So it strengthened their superstition that Tuesday was just a crap day. And so anything that Tuesday the 13th occurs in a month that begins on a Thursday. Okay, so then in Italy, you know, you've got all of these, you know, the social impact. Well, I can tell you this, those probably freak some of you out. Here's one social impact with superstition, not necessarily Friday the 13th, but superstition. Did you guys know that black animals are adopted at an exponentially lesser rate than any other color animal? I was stunned to find this out. A girlfriend of mine works very closely with our local, not pound, but Humane Society. And she said, you wouldn't believe it. Because we were talking about race relations. And then she was like, oh, well, check this out. Did you know that black dogs are not adopted as often as other dogs? Like, what? Are you kidding me? And black cats especially, like they euthanize them in droves because everyone is scared of black cats. So, but black dogs, check this out, are not adopted because they don't show up in pictures with the family very well. Isn't that crazy? I was actually peeved when I heard that. I was like, that is nuts. I have a little black Pomeranian. That's probably another reason we were talking about it. And she, listen, and she's right. I have to like put the flash on, like make sure it's broad daylight, like she's out in the sun. And people are still like, oh, we can't really see her because she's just a ball of fur. And she's solid black with a few white tufts here and there. And she's just a queen. And, you know, she's a mess. But we were talking about how sad it is that people hold these superstitions and these biases towards certain things. Right? Like, are we really that shallow that because our dog wouldn't show up in our family portrait? First of all, what kind of person are you that you have your dogs in your family portraits? I'm just kidding. I'm not judging, but I'm not that person. I'll probably have a portrait of Princess Bella over my fireplace before long, but I'm not going to be in it. Yeah, with a little tiara, exactly. And so, but I'm not going to be in it. Neither is my daughter, because we're just not that family. But anyway, black cats. I've owned two black cats. Love them. They're beautiful. They're great. I see a black cat, I will deliberately drive right through its path because I'm just like, I'm not going to do that. Ladders, walking under ladders. My late husband had this thing of putting caps, baseball caps on the bed. If you put a hat on the bed, it meant that someone was going to die. And he has passed away, but I'm not attributing his passing to putting hats on the bed, right? But these are things that do catch my attention and when I'm doing them and I go, oh, yeah. Also, the whole Friday the 13th thing, you know, things happening in threes is where these different wars not being won. There were three wars consecutively. So people are always looking for, I had a listener just recently try to curse me with that. And y'all are like, golly, that's extreme. Well, she said, after the passing of my daughter's grandfather, she said, oh, well, you know, things happen in threes. I was like, not my house, girl. I mean, I don't receive stuff like that. When people come to me and they talk about, well, what's your horoscope? And what are your signs? I'm like, well, here's where my faith really kicks in. Because I'm like, here's the deal. I either believe in an infinite being and that I am the spawn of this intricately intimate, awesome, infinite being. And I'm not governed. Nothing about me has to be governed by the stars or anything created. I'm governed by my creator. So I think it's interesting. I want to be bigger than the stars because I am. My presence and your presence will still be in eternity long past our solar system. That's a beautiful revelation to have, right? So I don't know what your superstitious patterns are. I'm Greek and German. Even the Bible talks about how superstitious Greeks are. But I think you have a choice as to what you allow into your psyche, what you allow into your heart. And here's something that's going to trip you out. I'm going to leave you on this. Faith and fear both demand to be fulfilled. You can't serve both. And whatever it is you're looking for, you're usually going to find. All right, you guys can follow me all over the place. iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Pocket Cast, all these other places. MonicaMatthews.com. Where else? sign up for my newsletters at monicamatthews.com. Dear Monica letters are welcomed at monica@monicamatthews.com. And I love you guys. Make it a beautiful, beautiful weekend. And get out of the superstition. Go adopt a black pet. How about that? All right. Till Monday. Love you.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.